USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parliament in Iraq has taken the first step toward expelling the roughly 5,200 American troops there. Military forces are bracing for more violence following the killing of Iran's general Qassem Soleimani. Former commanding general and CIA director David Petraeus discussed the U.S.-Iranian standoff.
The real question for the United States is, will there be a diplomatic initiative that says, okay, look, this is not headed in a good direction. We truly do want to de-escalate. Everyone is going to lose if this continues to ratchet upward. Can we now sit down and talk about getting back to the nuclear agreement with addressing the concerns that the administration has had?
Petraeus was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab military group is responsible for killing three Americans, one service member, and two civilians in an attack on an airbase in southern Kenya. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Bacha on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The city of brotherly love is paying out big time to make things right. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
The city of Philadelphia has agreed to pay $4.15 million to a man who spent 24 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit, the largest such payouts in Pennsylvania history. City officials agreed to settle a civil rights lawsuit filed by Sean Thomas, who was 20 when he was convicted of second-degree murder in the 1990 robbery and killing. He received an automatic life sentence. Thomas, now 45, has said he was in custody on the day of the killing for an unrelated crime involving the attempted theft of a motorcycle. His murder conviction was vacated in 2017, and the district attorney's office opted not to retry the case. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Escaped Mississippi inmate David May was captured and taken into custody. A second escaped inmate, Dylan Williams, still remains at large. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Yes, it's in.
Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is still number one at the box office this weekend, grossing $33 million. Over 3 weeks, it's grossed $450 million. Number two, Jumanji The Next Level, with $26 million. The literary classic Little Women is at number three with $13 million. The new scary mystery movie called The Grudge coming in at number four with $11.3 million. And practically tying it at number five, Frozen 2 still on the charts. An overall total for Frozen 2, $450 million. The animated feature Spies in Disguise coming in at number six with $10.1 million. Knives Out, still there at number 7 with $9 million. Uncut Gems at number 8 with $7.8 million. And the movie about Fox News, Bombshell, with Charlize Theron and Nicole Kidman, coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million. And the Broadway musical Cats, remade into a movie, is at number 10 with $2.6 million. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.